Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily pulse on what's shaping the marketing world. I'm glad you're tuning in today, because we're diving deep into the evolving strategies that are reshaping how brands connect with consumers, especially as old rules about audience targeting and personalization are getting rewritten in real time. Let's start with a fascinating discussion from Adweek, Rethinking Audience Strategy for an Unpredictable Consumer. This article zooms in on how younger shoppers are blending the viral world of online trends with the tactile experience of in-store shopping. At the Adweek House Cannes Lions panel, Rosie O'Meara, CEO of Ground Truth, and Katie Comerford, President of Commerce and Transformation at Horizon Media, unpacked how brands like SharkNinja are adapting to these unpredictable consumer journeys. For example, when launching a new slushy machine, Horizon Media didn't just rely on the summer frosé craze, which resonates with millennials. They also considered that Gen Z drinks less alcohol, so they tailored their messaging to appeal to both groups, aiming for personalization that still harnesses the viral wave. The key, Comerford said, is to ride that virality and get the shopper to where they want to shop, not dictate where they're going to get the product. Real-time behavioral signals and retail inventory feeds are crucial here, allowing marketers to direct customers to stores with available stock and avoid the frustration of out-of-stock items. Interestingly, even with the rise of platforms like TikTok Shop, Gen Z still values the in-person experience. O'Meara noted that a majority of purchases still happen in-store, and that includes Gen Z for sure. Ground Truth is leveraging predictive behavioral models, boasting 90% accuracy in forecasting what consumers are likely, or unlikely, to do next, which helps eliminate wasted ad spend. At the same time, AI is helping marketers dissect vague household CRM data to better target individuals, and the rise of AI search means brands need to think about answer engine optimization, because platforms like Reddit are influencing what consumers see, and brands have less control over those narratives. Next, let's turn to another Adweek panel, When Past Purchases Aren't Enough Anymore. This piece, created in partnership with SeedTag, takes a hard look at the limits of identity tracking in digital marketing. For two decades, marketers have relied on profiles built from past purchases, but that's no longer enough to capture the real-time mindset of today's consumers. Andrea Hopalan from Electronic Arts points out that interactive platforms like gaming environments give brands a window into consumers' moods and motivations that static data can't match. For instance, if a gamer rage quits after losing several matches, AI can infer they might need a pick-me-up in that moment, enabling hyper-relevant messaging. Peter Giordano from DoorDash shared that their occasion-based approach reveals surprising insights, like how iced coffee purchases spike in the afternoon, often followed by orders for pet treats, or how late-night weekend orders include essentials like toothbrushes. The takeaway: real-time signals and environmental context are now just as important as historical data. Brian Gleason of SeedTag emphasized that while the industry got very good at tracking people, it lost touch with the emotional resonance that made classic advertising so effective. Large language models are helping interpret content and context, but real differentiation comes from fine-tuning and human oversight. Hopalan noted that technology alone can't generate meaning, human creativity is still essential. She cited a recent collaboration where millions of players used Coach handbags in The Sims, giving the brand direct insights into real-world retail preferences. The panel agreed. Advertising is moving away from broad calendar events and toward personalized moments, with the goal of making digital ads genuinely beneficial to users. That's it for today's brief. The big theme running through these stories is that marketers are being challenged to move beyond old playbooks. Whether it's blending online virality with in-store experiences or reading the emotional cues of a gamer in real time, the brands winning today are those that stay agile, empathetic, and data-driven, without losing the human touch. Thanks for joining us, and remember to keep questioning, keep adapting, and keep your marketing sharp. See you tomorrow.